Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, we have some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that'll occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Always excited to talk to Adam Schefter. Tomorrow, company holiday, so we're doing it a day early this week. Adam, welcome to the show. Excited to talk to you, bud.
Hello there, gentlemen. What is going on today?
So I've got a question.
Hot.
Yeah, it's hot up here in Wisconsin. Yeah. Touched record high, I think 94, 95, something in Milwaukee. But do you guys, when does ESPN start booking your guys' accommodations for the draft?
You know, there's a whole team that's in place that does that. I told them to try to rent your house from you.
Oh, sure.
They can, and they're stuck and they're in a bind. But they take care of all that in advance. Honestly, all of a sudden, a few weeks before the draft, I'm like, okay, where am I staying? Like in Detroit this year, they had us staying at a casino where there was an ESPN bet thing set up. So like all of a sudden we're showing up in this casino. I don't even remember the name of the casino. Could it have been Hollywood Casino or something like that? And like I said, there was a whole big ESPN bet establishment there. And it'll be the same thing with the draft in Green Bay next year. A few weeks before, I'll find out, hey, you're staying at this hotel, whatever that is. Now, you know, we've been to Green Bay before, and I heard you guys mention the Kohler Lodge, and that is a tremendous place, and they do a great job. And I love the time that I've been there before when I've covered Packers training camp. We're coming for a Monday night game. We've stayed at the Kohler Lodge. something tells me that'll be reserved for NFL officials and sponsors,
well,
big sponsors next year.
I'm just telling you, you should just nudge whoever's in charge of that, Adam, because there was a story in the Green Bay Press Gazette today. There is a house on Lombardi Avenue right across the street from Lambeau that you can draft for the week, three-bedroom home, for $142,875 plus taxes. Yeah. So it's getting pricey. I'm just looking out for you, bud.
Well, again, that's up to them to handle. There are people whose jobs it is to make sure all the logistics are in place. And I'd be curious, like, where even guests will be staying? I have no idea.
There is
no
a casino idea. At Oneida. Where we stayed when that was our hotel when I played. I'm not sure where the players stay now, but
yeah,
there is
I remember
a casino.
That. I remember that. That's right across from the airport.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
Yeah. So. I if there's an ESPN bet thing in there, we'll be there. If not, I don't know where we'll be. Maybe we'll be in Appleton. I remember when
the
covered
Paper
the Broncos
Valley.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Paper Valley Inn. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I stayed there quite a few times too.
All right, Adam, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, it's what Chewy does.
You know
best.
When I spitball, you know, it just could get a little crazy. But I figured Jordan Love, as soon as Trevor Lawrence signed, would sign soon after, because I think he is your best comp. I think Jordan Love's better than Tua, and I don't know if Dak's going to sign. I don't think he really wants to play this year out if Dak's going to get his deal done next year. That's why I think it's on the Packers. I think if the Packers went to Jordan Love and said, we'll give you Trevor Lawrence's deal, I think he'd take it in a second. I'm just spitballing, but I think it's the Packers that are holding this thing up. What do you think?
I think it's been a negotiation. I don't think anybody's holding it up. I think that you're having these talks, and they evolve as they go along. And the latest factor that influences the discussions is the deal that Trevor Lawrence gets done with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that deal doesn't help Green Bay. That deal helps Jordan Love. because the average comes in at 55, and breaking news, I don't believe Jordan Love is taking less than Trevor Lawrence. Just don't think he's doing it. So if the deal had gotten done, let's just say a few weeks ago, I could have seen that number being 52, 53, and now I see that number being north of 55. Not much north of, but north of 55. And by the way the deal is also structured and set up is not favorable to the Green Bay Packers and what they were hoping to do, right? Like, they wanted to get this deal done, and instead, it's a situation where I'm just looking through my notes from last week, right? The base value, you see, like, they before the Packers could have said, okay, you're not Joe Burrow yet, so you should get less than 55. They could have said
would have been fair.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Because now they can't say that because Lawrence just got 55. And so I think, you know, to me, that was not a win for the Packers when that Lawrence deal came down. And we'll see how it works out. But I think Jordan Love's in a great spot.
How big of a sticking point would removing the franchise be for a young player? Because you know Jordan Love, if he plays well, he's going to get another kick at the cat. Could that be holding this up?
Removing the franchise tag, saying that he can't be tagged again?
Yeah.
Kind of like Dak Prescott's deal with the Cowboys. Yeah.
I've not heard that come up in conversations. Now, again, could that be something that's introduced into conversation? I think, you know, the bigger issue here is, you know, Jordan Love's going into that last year. Dak, when that got done, it was a lot more contentious and protracted. And it had gone on to the point where that was one of the concessions that the Cowboys gave him that I think today, if we were reviewing it, they would like to take that back because they empowered Dak Prescott to become the most powerful player in football right now, the player with the most leverage. There's not a player in the league today with more leverage than Dak Prescott, who, if he wants, can hit the free agent market after this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting sticking point to me, Adam, just because I remember when Aaron Rodgers was going through a contract negotiation with the Packers, and he wanted to try to make fully guaranteed deals more of a normal thing, especially for higher-end players. And obviously, he struck out on that. But Dak getting that no franchise tag clause and giving him that much power at the next negotiation, it almost seems like that would have been the next best thing if more quarterbacks want to make that a thing going forward. But clearly teams don't want to give that up.
You know what's funny about that is when I was covering the Denver Broncos in the early 1990s and they created the franchise tag, in part through the former Broncos owner, Pat Bowlen, so that players like John Elway and Dan Marino couldn't leave their teams. That was why the NFL created the franchise tag, to put on players like that. So now, some, I don't know, 30-plus years later, now you've got a quarterback in Dak Prescott that had it prohibited that he could be franchise tagged when that was why the tag was created. The league has gotten away from why the tag was created. Now, like, they're using it on a wide receiver or an edge rusher or a cornerback. That was not the purpose of the franchise tag. And the franchise tag was done to keep a face of a franchise icon, in a particular place and ensure that he couldn't leave. And again, to me, in a way, I don't mean to be unfair to quarterback. It should be on quarterbacks or almost nobody. Like, quarterbacks are paid at an extreme level. They're that important. You're going to limit the price that a cornerback or an edge rusher can make? Like, they don't even make what the quarterbacks make anyway. So, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things that are going to come up in the next CBA, which expires. Current one expires in 2030. League is going to want to get to 18 games, clearly. League is going to want to expand internationally. Clearly, there's going to be a lot that the league is going to want. Honestly, if I'm players, one of the things I'm after, they're going to hate me for saying this, I'd be after the increased increases in franchises' value over time, because the value of these franchises is skyrocketed and the players don't get that. And I would be interested in somehow limiting, if not abolishing, the franchise tag. Like, why should that be there?
Mm-hmm.
Why should that be there?
No, you're right.
Shuri, weren't you tagged once?
I was close to being tagged and actually signed. Me and Andy Reid negotiated the deal. It was funny. I was in the weight room working out, and it was about, the next day was free agency, and Andy comes down and says, what do you want? I said this. I said, well, is someone saying you want this? I said, no, I want this. He goes up, talks to Mike Reinfeldt, who was the cap guy at the time, came down and said, all right, it's done. I'm like, all right, I'll keep working.
Who was your agent? Eric Metz.
He had, Eric. Eric was the greatest. Eric didn't care. So it's funny.
I could totally see that. Yep.
Adam, I'm only asking this as to how it's going to affect the Packers down the road, because they're going to see this team. What's going on with Ayuk?
Well, here's what I think is going on with Ayuk. The Niners and Brandon Ayuk have had contract discussions throughout the offseason. And the Niners and Ayuk have tried to negotiate a deal. And while they tried to negotiate that deal, the wide receiver market has kind of gone north. This is exactly why the Philadelphia Eagles signed both DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown 1 week and then the night of the draft. They wanted to get these deals done so that there would be no issues and complications as it pertained to other wide receiver deals, right? The Niners were talking to Ayuk. They didn't get the deal done, and now the wide receiver market has gone north. And so now we've got Brandon Ayuk telling Jaden Daniels on TikTok, a very 2024 statement. You know, Jaden Daniels is now getting, you know, information and stories where Brandon Ayuk is saying that the 49ers don't want him. That's not accurate, okay? I don't mean to speak for Brandon Ayuk. Let me be very clear. The 49ers do want Brandon Ayuk. They just don't want him at the price that he's asking for right now, which is reflective of what has happened in the wide receiver market, right? So that's where that statement comes from. And talks between the two sides, at least the last time I checked, were stalled and weren't progressing. And so now they're in a difficult spot where Ayuk is entering the last year of his deal. I forget what he's due to make this year. I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but the fact of the matter is the two sides have worked on a long-term deal, have not been able to get a long-term deal done, and now Brandon Ayuk is telling Jaden Daniels, his former college teammate at Arizona State, that the 49ers don't want me.
I mean, that's just a fascinating, to me, situation where, Adam, your job has to have changed so much, even just over the last 5 years, because you do all this great job of curating this information, getting this information, and yet the story like this drops because one of these two guys decides to drop it over TikTok, right? Like, so now that's just another avenue of places you need to be looking out for.
Yeah, shame on me. I thought Jaden Daniels was playing quarterback for the Commanders and was focused on becoming the face of the franchise, but I guess not. I guess he wants to, you know, do TikTok interviews and break news too. So good for him. The more you can do.
I mean, it just is the wide receiver market. Like, are we going to hit a spot there? Because it seems like there's a lot of really good wide receivers right now in the league, and teams right now are still willing to pay for them. But at one point, the running back market outside of San Francisco, who decided to give Christian McCaffrey more money this offseason, like, the running back market's been depressed. Are we going to hit that with wide receivers where you know, teams are going to look around and going, hey, there's a lot of really good young wide receivers coming into this league. Why would we pay a premium for the top end?
No. I don't see that happening anytime soon. By the way, you know, you're still going to see two more deals, wide receiver deals done, I would think, likely before the season at some point in time, between Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb, where both deals are going to come in north of $30 million a year. So now we have the market set where there are multiple wide receivers paid over $30 million a year. So all you have to do is look at any great young wide receiver. I'm just trying to think, like, what if Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze turn out to be great? What if Jaden Reed keeps developing and catching touchdown passes? Do you think those guys are going to take less than $30 million? No, There's two. It's a passing league. There are wide receivers making plays all the time. They're not taking less money. The market's not crashing on wide receivers. The cap is going up. So, no, I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Won't the corner market explode as well, Adam?
I think it already has to a certain degree.
And
it's going to continue to do so. Like, you know, you got Patrick Surtain, that deal coming up. He's going to get paid at some point in time. A.J. Terrell is going to get paid at some point in time. There are a lot of corners that are going to get – the market on corners, is going to keep going up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, always appreciate the time. Before
we go.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah.
Gabe.
What's up?
You know who the pick in the U.S. Open was last week?
Did you take Bryson?
Sure did.
I thought you took Cam Smith.
Attaboy.
That was some watch.
I got to imagine you were just glued to your TV because that – in terms of back nine drama, I don't know if we've had that kind of back nine drama since Tiger won in 2019 at the Masters.
Well, I'll say this to you, that on Sunday, my wife, she's type 1 diabetic, right? So she's got a lot of medical stuff that she's constantly dealing with, and she's very tough and very courageous and very brave. But we were supposed to go to her cousin's house that day, and she was having a migraine, and her sugars were crashing. And she's like, I don't know that I want to go. And I'm like, honey, I'm happy to stay here, take care of you.
You were.
No problem. I mean, I'm going to be a great husband here. We're going to stay home.
Kudos.
We're going to stay home, and I'll sit by your side, and we'll make sure that you're okay. And while I'm looking at you, don't worry about me. I'll just watch the U.S. Open and Rice. Don't worry about me.
Well, thank you for your service, Adam. I'm sure your wife is very appreciative of you stepping up in a situation like that.
Such a good guy. Such a good guy. We missed Father's Day and her cousins. It was very unfortunate that we couldn't attend. But I will say that I can't imagine, I'm glad my wife's okay. But they were saying to me, what do you want for Father's Day? I just want Bryson to win. That's all I want.
And it was a happy Father's Day for you because Bryson pulled it off in dramatic fashion at Pinehurst number 2. Adam, appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Adam Schefter joins us a little early again tomorrow, just so everybody is aware, it is a company holiday for Juneteenth here at Good Karma Brands, so we will not have our local show tomorrow. So Adam, kind enough to join us a little bit early and jump on a Tuesday. Do have some reaction I want to get to about the prices of some of the homes around Lambeau Field for the draft. We dive into more of that coming up next, but do want to let you know that Adam Schefter each and every week brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed when I said wait. Did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah,
pretty much. Typically
on 94.5 ESPN.